Professor Carver is dead and gone. Mourn every Negro, mourn, Professor Carver is dead and gone. The deeds of great men nor can efface. He was an ornament to his race, for although born in adversity, he became the wizard of biology. His birth was humble and was obscure, even as to its true date he was not sure. For in those days there was no registration of the humble Negro population. Denied parental care and tuition, he still acquired a fine education and lived on to be subsequently the greatest authority on biology. His achievement is an indication of the Negro's further step in evolution, rising from total obscurity to the heights of intellectual sublimity. His transcendental merit entitles his name, being emblazoned on the highest pinnacle of fame. His glory will be consummated if by your children his life be emulated. With the Aristotelian philosophy, with Einstein's theory of relativity, Augustine's exposition on theology, and Newton's thesis on gravity, in fact, with every great discovery, must be ranked his researches in biology. We bow in reverent appreciation to this illustrious Afro-American.